Welcome to another episode of the Real Estate Espresso Podcast, your morning shot of real estate investing advice. I'm your host, Victor Menashe. Today, we are talking about how to hire an architect. Architects come in all shapes and sizes, and the decision of how to hire this architect versus the next one is not an easy one. It's not straightforward, and that's what we're going to be diving into today. First question is, how does an architect differentiate against the next guy? First thing we look at is their creativity. Look at their portfolio, some of the past projects that they've worked on. Before you can even consider hiring an architect, you need to understand what are the various constraints that an architect needs to balance in order to come up with a gorgeous, functional, cost-effective, viable design. Often these requirements are at complete odds with each other, so it's a matter of finding a balance point of something that is buildable, that will meet the building code, and that is going to be both functional and beautiful and cost effective. Architects, like doctors, like lawyers, like any professional, have a tendency to specialize in a particular type of project. Architects tend to specialize in commercial buildings or residential buildings or maybe office buildings. They typically don't gravitate beyond their area of specialty. It's just like the neurosurgeon. If I'm going to have brain surgery, I want the guy that does two a day, not the guy that does two a year. It's only through that practice and repetition that you get really good at something. And so I want to work with someone who's a real specialist in that particular type of project. Before you can hire an architect, though, you need to write down a set of functional requirements, sometimes called a specification. That document is going to outline in detail what it is you require the building to do from a functional perspective. Without that information, the architect is going to go off into the weeds and may create something beautiful, maybe even aesthetically stunning, but not very functional for what it is you need it to do. When you have that clarity, it's very straightforward to determine quickly whether an architect is going to be a viable candidate for your project or not. A recent experience in the last week, in fact, when we received two different proposals from two different architects for a new project, and neither of them turned out to be suitable candidates. How do we determine that? It was by having clarity on what the final product needed to do. And when we understood that and we saw the proposals that came in from the architects, it was obvious that they did not understand the building code for that particular class of building. And so I don't want to spend weeks or months of time for them to learn how to build that type of building while I'm paying the bill. I want someone who's an expert in building that particular class of building because they've done it before. After you've evaluated their design capability, the most difficult thing to assess when dealing with an architect is how they manage project execution, because that's when the rubber hits the road and projects at the end of the day need to be implemented in a cost-effective and timely way. If they are not good project managers, if they're not strong at paying attention to detail, the project is going to go through a lot of stumbles. You're going to see designs coming back from the city, requesting additional details, requesting changes to compliance to the building code, and that's just going to cost you time and money. Sometimes the most creative people are free thinkers. That means they're not necessarily the best people at paying attention to detail. So you want to assess the architect, not just the individual, but their entire team. Have they structured their team in such a way that they have a complement of people that are really good at the creative stuff, folks that are really good at the attention to detail, dotting I's, crossing T's, making sure that the letter of the building code is met in every single step of the way. And then finally, is the architect going to be the person that's managing all of the different engineering subcontractors? For example, the civil work, the structural work, is that going to be under the direction of the architect, or is that going to be contracted independently? That's a very key, very important decision to make. I've had experiences when architect designed things and they were not working hand in hand with the structural engineer, not working hand in hand with the general contractor. The net result was something that was far too expensive. We had to go through multiple iterations to value engineer the final product. So these are some of the important considerations when you're considering hiring an architect. Meantime, as you're thinking about your projects, have a spectacular day, go out, make some great things happen, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.